भवति नाम दोक्षजे विरहे नाम महाभागा मान्मेनो ग्रहकृता भवते मा दोक्षजे Mother Jesus. Sarvatma, wholehearted. Bhava, love. Adhikritha, claimed by right. Bhavati naam, by you. Adokshaje, for the transcendental Lord. Virahena, through this mood of separation, Mahabhagaha, O most glorious ones, Mahan, great, me, to me, Anugraha, mercy, Kritaha, done. Translation and purport by his disciples of his divine grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You have rightfully claimed the privilege of unalloyed love for the transcendental Lord, O most glorious gopis. Indeed, by exhibiting your love for Krishna, in separation from Him, you have shown me great mercy. Purport. The gopis showed not only Uddhava, but the whole world the joy of love of Godhead. And thus, they bestowed their mercy on everyone. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, because their loving devotion was executed in an appropriate way, their love brought the Supreme Lord under their control. Still, to show the intensity of their love, He apparently left them. But now He again manifested Himself among them, becoming spiritually present through their intense devotion. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాం సహగణలలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాం చ నమః ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినేతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వంచాకల్పతరూభ్యస్య కృపాసింధువ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th క్యాంతో చాప్టర్ టైటిల్డ్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ ద బీ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్డ్స్ దీస్ ఆర్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉద్ధవ హూ ఈజ్ హియర్ టెలింగ్ ద గోపీస్ దట్ యూ హ్యావ్ రైట్ఫుల్లీ క్లెయిమ్డ్ సీయింగ్ దర్ స్టేట్ అండ్ బై డూయింగ్ దిస్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఆల్సో షోన్ మర్సీ their love in separation. Buddha was witness to it and is expressing that how grateful he is for seeing this. And in the purport it is said that this type of love in separation is revealed to the whole world. This is what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. The Lord descended just 500 years back and he propagated this message which is available to everyone. Virahena bhabhava, that means in separation. This is a very deep subject, but then Prabhupada's mercy it is revealed here. So just to recapitulate what has happened, after Krishna was taken from Vrindavan, he was there in Mathura for 28 years. And after that he was in Dwarka for around 94 years. So in this, when he was in Mathura, Krishna was feeling obviously the separation of gopis, because the Brajavasi's love was something which Krishna could never ever forget. In his heart he was always remembering them. So he told Uddhava. Now Uddhava was related to him. He was his cousin. He appeared like him. Not only appeared, he used to wear Krishna's clothes. So Krishna sent the same chariot in which he had come with Akrura. So when the same chariot came back to Vrindavan, so the cowherd boys came running. Why they came running? They thought it as Krishna has come. But when they came and saw, it was not Krishna obviously, it is Uddhava, he looked like Krishna. So they lamented. That means we must have committed some offense. Krishna said that he will come. And that was their only hope. So the cowherd boys were, every moment, it was like a big yuga for them. Every hour of the day was like a manvantara, and every day was like Brahma's life span. Just imagine what must be their love. So of course they embraced Uddhava, but then they regret, Krishna is not here. But after that Uddhava had already met Nanda Maharaj, and then Yashoda came running out. And when she heard that Krishna is there, she saw from a distance, oh, it's Krishna. Her breast was filled with milk. But it was not Krishna. Just the remembrance of Krishna was making her feel. Then eventually, all the gopis with Radharani confronted Uddhava. They took him to one place. And there they started expressing their heartbreaking feelings, their sadness, their confusion. And that was in the several prayers before. And now here, Uddhava is saying that your love and separation is the most glorious thing. Some understanding Uddhava had. Krishna had sent Uddhava. One reason he sent is just go and give this message to them. Just pacify them. I am coming. So Uddhava thought he will do that. So when he came and he saw the state of people here, it was not just Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Gopis, Radharani, even the cows, even the birds, even the many other animals, they were feeling separation. They were waiting. Where is Krishna? This was an intense feeling. So when Uddhava came, he thought, well, I will just give the message. Now Uddhava was not an ordinary person. He used to sit with Krishna. He used to sleep with Krishna. He used to joke with Krishna. Eat with Krishna. Laugh with Krishna. He was so intimate with Krishna. Imagine his intimacy. So he thought that, well, I'll just go and give the message. But when he came and saw the Brajavasi's feeling of separation, he felt very ashamed about what he used to think about himself. So this is how in just an idea about what must have happened. There are some detailed description of what was happening when Uddhava came. It is said that Radharani, she was so much sadness that she would be just, tears will be falling. And that tears will form a pool around her feet. And suddenly she will collapse. And when she will collapse, her burning, the pain of separation was so intense, it was so hot, that all the water which was pooled will just evaporate. This was her feeling of separation. And then she would speak that, why I am living? I am like a person in the cage of, in a bird in a cage. The bird wants to leave. The cage is in fire and the bird wants to leave. This is Radharani's mood. But she can't leave because the cage is bolted. And how it is bolted? By only one thing. Hope that Krishna is going to come. So only that hope, she is not leaving her body. She is just waiting. So some idea you'll get that how this was one sense a very painful separation. One sense it's a very painful, sometimes wonder why does Krishna do like this, you know. This is so cruel. Why is he, his own devotees, he's putting them into so suffering? So that is not true. As it is said that this is what is virahe nama. And then of course they saw a bumblebee, and the bumblebee was very dark in complexion. So again they remembered Krishna. Again they started saying that, you are the one. How can you do like this? Why you left us here? How cruel you can be. I know you are now absorbed in, there are nice other associates. How can you remember? This is regret, sadness, heartbreaking, confusion. This is what was the mood. So when we go for Vrindavan Yatra, there is one place called Prem Sarovar. So the story of this Sarovar is this: one day Krishna was sitting with Radharani. They were just sitting close. And there was one bumblebee which came, and it was hovering around Radharani's breath, her fragrance. So Krishna saw this bumblebee and he thought this is a nuisance. So he called Madhu Mangal and he told, please take away this nuisance. So Madhu Mangal came with a stick and he shooed away the bumblebee which was hovering around. And he came back to tell, Madhusudan will never come back again. Now the bumblebee is also called Madhusudan. Radharani is sitting next to Krishna. She can see Krishna. But when she hears Madhusudan will never come back again, she has tears in her eyes. She is blinded by that. She collapses. And she is beating her heart and she is crying. And Krishna is watching. I said, I am sitting next to you, I am here. So seeing her love, he is thinking, what type of love she has? When Krishna starts crying, when he starts crying, she starts crying, the pool is formed from those tears, and that is called Prem Sarovar. So this type of feeling, we may not understand. This is especially in India, of course. Ras Lila itself is a most misunderstood subject. That is especially those who are not devotees. They may say, hey, how can he do that, you know, dancing in the middle of the night, secluded place, other people's wife, so much when you preach. But those who are pious, they are also devotees. Sometimes they get so upset about this part, especially when Lord Ramchandra banished Sita. I remember once I had an experience like this. Somewhere we got into some, you know, she was a lady, of course. She was so upset. So when she left, she banged the door on me and went. That how can Lord Ramchandra do to Sita? He banished her to the forest and she was pregnant. Isn't it cruelty? And now, when she was in Lanka, she had hopes that Lord Ram will come. Now here, when he banished her, there is no hope of Ram coming back. It's forever. But this is a subject, if we try to understand through our material intelligence, it can take us to some level. We understand, because we have some experience in our life. This is what happens in our life, this is it. But to understand something beyond material energy, it is impossible. So then how do we understand, if it is impossible? We can understand only when we hear from acharyas who are treasuring these type of activities, leelas, pastimes in their heart, and then they reveal it. So the degree we respond, ye yatamam prapadanti, that degree the Lord will reveal. But evam parampara, it has to come through parampara. Krishna says in Gita that one who has understood janma karma cha e divyam, one who has understood, he will never take birth again. Oh, one says, now, oh my God, I can understand. Once this question was asked to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj, it says that Krishna is saying, one who has understood the activities, his birth, Krishna's, he will come back to him. So isn't it so simple? You understood? So I said, you want to know what understand means? understand means stand under the feet of your spiritual master. So the qualification to understand this subject is, unless someone becomes, his heart is so pure, he has no material desires, he becomes so submissive, he surrenders completely. Now, we easily we say surrender, but surrender is surrender. I remember someone sometimes in a Bhagavatam class, someone asked Maharaj, how will we come to know that, you know, what are we attached to? It's a very innocent type of a question. So Maharaj very smiled, said, my dear friend, time will tell you. So whatever we do, we perform austerity, finally our understanding, realization will be to a degree we are detached. So it needs qualification. But even then, this needs some explanation. That Sita, you know that Sita, when there was no need for her to go, Krishna had to go. For exile, she was not supposed to go. Lord Ramchandra told her that you come to the forest, you will not get anything to eat. You will have to eat roots and herbs. You can't cook there. There will be wild animals, too much heat. There is darkness. There are man-eating cannibals. She said that, you know, what is the use of, you know, I being here? If you are not there, this is hellish. Wherever you are there, if I am there, that's the most. So this was us. And after that, she was in Sri Lanka. Ravan had kidnapped her. And when she was brought back, what did Ram do there? He told Lakshman, lit a fire. Now she has to show her chastity. Now just imagine, Sita, Ravan gave her so many temptations. He tried to seduce her in so many ways, but not for a moment she had forgotten Lord Ramchandra. So when they won the war and Sita came and she had to go through the fire, obviously she was so pure that the fire could not even touch her. This is so glorious. And much later in Ayodhya, once when Lord Ramchandra was in disguise, he was going some washerman, he said that, don't think that I am like Ram. I can't tolerate. Just because he has accepted his wife who stayed with another man. So Ram told Lakshman, now you send Sita to Valmiki Muni's ashram forever. And Lakshman had to do this. Now, one sense, if you see, how this is possible? Isn't it cruelty this is? So this is the confusion. So people who have not heard from proper acharyas, they would feel very angry. It's a very heartbreaking thing that how can he do that? They become very angry. But the truth is, as it is said here, the way Krishna left Vrindavan, similarly, Lord Ramchandra wanted to give Sita, and he also wanted to experience that virahena bhava. This is separation. Now this separation is very difficult to understand for us. That means there is union in separation. How will you understand there is union in separation? Separation is separation physically. But he said that in separation there is so intense remembrance. That remembrance intensifies the love that goes deeper and deeper inside. And then there is again union with Krishna. So the sweetness of separation is more than union. So when there is union, there is more intense is the separation. And when there is separation, even the union becomes more intense, because in separation there is union. So this is a virahena bhava, the highest form of love which was revealed, expressed by Radharani, by gopis, by cowherd boys, cowherd men, Yashoda, the animals. This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a place where this is a type of love. And this is what Prabhupada, representing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was traveling all over the world to give this type of love. Of course, in the name of religion, there is Karma Kanda, there is Jnana Kanda, there is Dhyana Kanda, there are Siddhis. But who can understand that there is this type of bhava? So intense, so intense. So same time, even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he also left his mother and young wife Vishnupriya. He left them. He went for an higher purpose because he had delivered most of them. But the people were very proud of their scholarship, high birth. They would not respect him because he was a householder. So he took sannyas. Now again, he taking sannyas means leaving his young wife and mother, who he was the only male person. So one sense, you should have been protecting them. But again, the purpose is same, to intensify their love and separation. And then in the mood of Radharani, last years when he was in Jagannath Puri in Gambira, we know that how he would feel when he is to see the ocean, he will think it is Jamuna. He would run and jump thinking it is Jamuna. That was his feeling of separation. He was in Orissa, but he'll remember Vrindavan. So then again, the last 18 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life is so filled with mood of separation. When he was there in Gambira, suddenly he'll be missing and he'll be searching, where is he? And he'll be there near the Narsingha Dwar, or he is somewhere rolled out, his limbs are all stretched, ligaments are elongated, he is in a very this mood. So this was the bhav of his separation. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only expressed. So in our parampara, we see that there are nice bhajans being sung, which is all expressing separation. And one of the famous bhajan is by Narottam Das Thakur, E Anilo Prema Dhana. You remember how intense it is. Now here is Narottam Das Thakur. He is feeling the separation. Where are those Goswamis? Where is Roop? Where is Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Goswami? And where is his dear friend Srinivas? How can I tolerate? How can I live? I feel like banging my head against a rock. This is Narottam Das Thakur's feeling, and this is a bhajan we sing when on the disappearance day of devotees. If you see, this is our experience. I am sure you all will agree. A person's value is understood when he leaves this world. Have you experienced this? Then on the memorial, people speak about him. That he was such a nice person, what qualities he had, and regret that I could not. Because this is the nature of material existence. When the person is there with us, we take it for granted. And then when he's not there physically, then, oh. So this is again one sense, a little tinge of mood of separation. So Prabhupada, even during Prabhupada's time, when Prabhupada left this world, every Prabhupada disciple has his own way of, you know, speaking. They will speak where they were. When they heard Prabhupada in 1977, it was in Vrindavan. When many people got the news after 12 hours, many of them got the news after one day. It was they knew that Prabhupada any time may leave. Prabhupada was there, but when they heard the news, he is not there. When he is not there, they were so much dependent on his instructions and his guidance, and now he is not there. They are feeling so hopeless. I mean, who is going to guide us? So this is some bhava of separation. This is what happens. Even the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple, there is a relationship. Of course, when physically the body is not there, the relationship is still there, because the exchange is not based on this body. The exchange is based out at higher level. And the spiritual master is there in his vani, and there is a reciprocation, just following his instructions. So here we hear about Uddhava is saying to the gopis that, you know, you are being very kind. Now he saw it, so he realized that, you know. So he, when he realized it, he just wanted to take dust from their feet. But then he was a Kshatriya and they were simple cowherd ladies. How can you take dust from them? They will not allow him to take dust. But then what to do? So he desired that I should be a creeper, so that whoever, there will be a time when they will step on that creeper and he'll get that dust. Because he was feeling so much there. What is their love? How can the love be like this? So much pain, so much suffering, just waiting. This is Virahena Bhava, as it is mentioned here in these words. These are the words of Uddhava. So even just, you know, Goswamis, they would also express, this is what is the Goswami's mood of worship. They would worship like that. You hear about when Raghunath Goswami, when he came back to Vrindavan, when he used to see Yamuna, Yamuna used to appear like some, you know, poison. For Govardhan used to appear like, you know, as if some python, as it about to devour him. This was his perception. Just because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. What is the purpose? He came to Vrindavan only for one reason. To just climb up Govardhan and jump. Commit suicide. That was a pain. So it's very difficult to understand that. What is this pain in separation? So of course then all the associates, they said, you had heard, you were there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so you have to speak about it. So then he stayed back. Otherwise, the mood was separation. I can't tolerate. I can't live. So that means even the Goswamis had this type of feeling. It is not just Radha Rani or Gopis. So this is how it is said that even Prabhupada, he named this temple at Delhi. What is the name of the temple in Delhi? Now, Radha Partha Sarathi. Don't you think that it is some Rasa Bhas? Who is Partha Sarathi? Partha Sarathi is on the Kurukshetra battlefield. And how is Radha and Partha Sarathi? So Prabhupada would explain that Krishna never forgot Radha Rani. Radha Rani was always there in his heart, is to remember wherever he was. So this way Prabhupada revealed. Prabhupada was pure hearted soul. Like the Acharyas, the Lord reveals within. So he revealed to him. So this way we can go on speaking about this mood of separation, very intense subject. But then still, there is nothing wrong in knowing about it, at least getting some understanding about it. But those who have no understanding, you will face people. This will be the question they will ask. So it's very difficult to explain. How will you explain Virahena Bhav to someone who is saying, how can Lord Ramchandra banish his wife forever? And she was pregnant. Love and Kush were there. But then you all know that how Sita, after she gave birth to Lav Kush, and she never forgot Lord Ramchandra. her love was so intense in that separation. And she never felt that why is Lord Ramchandra doing like this to me. In her love she was thinking, well, this is what he wants me to serve. He wants me to serve like this. So be it, I will serve like this. Is this love? Usually affection and love is when there is some reciprocation, no? I will love someone provided there is some reciprocation. If I love someone and I am doing all these things, caring and, you know, maybe sacrificing, but there is no reciprocation, will you still continue doing that? So the love and intensifies, that love is, that's real love. If this is what he wants me to, I love him, but he wants me to serve like this, so be it, that is love. Difficult. So that was Sita's love. And then eventually when the time came, Sita had to leave this world. How did she leave this world? She entered earth. She didn't appear, she came through Janak Maharaj's plowing. She came from the field. And she had to leave, she went. Remembering constantly. And after that, Lord Ramchandra never forgot that. He for several, it is said, I don't know how many years he lived. Sita had left in Ayodhya. And he used to do this sacrifice for thousands of years. And then he left. So it was not that the relationship was, it was a strained relationship. They were united in that transcendence. And they were very intimate. And their love was more intense than when they were physically together. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So the Goswamis, they would teach by their own example, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Loknath Goswami. He would just be crying day and night. Very Chaitanya, not there. So Uddhava here, when he saw this, he is expressing that you people have been very merciful towards me. And in the purport it is said that gopis showed not only Uddhava but the whole world the joy of love of Godhead, and thus they bestowed their mercy on everyone. So for some understanding, when we say that religion means to love God, it's a very general statement. But then there is love as different levels. Now the topmost level of love is love in separation, which the gopis express. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a process. So these feelings of love is there in each and everyone's heart. So through proper parampara, by chanting the holy name, finally it is only chanting the holy name. It's not a very ordinary activity. It's a very, very, very important activity. We take it very ordinary because you don't get much recognition for your chanting. And then we said, serving in a very humble mood, trying to live a pure life in the association of devotees. This bhava is not far. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left behind. And when Prabhupada was asked once by Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Prabhupada, I remember when you were very alone in USA, I felt very sad. I should have been there. Because Bhakti Charu Maharaj came late. So that was his love for Prabhupada. He said that, I hope I should have been there. So Prabhupada looked at him and said, I was never alone. Prabhupada many times said that my spiritual master was always there with me. So how is that in separation there is union? So this is a subject which we will not understand, because we only have material experiences. This is an experience which is beyond material experience. So only we can just hear about it.
just hear and try to maybe like this. So even in this realm there is union, separation. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was not there at all. But he said, never was there a time when my spiritual master was not there with me. How you feel like when you hear Prabhupada saying like the same separation? Of course, even now Prabhupada's many disciples, when they remember Prabhupada, even if Prabhupada has chastised them, they may have called him, you are a rascal, you are a lower than a chandala. They just remember these words, imagine, not some appreciating words. They would cry, just remembering this. Now who would cry for these words? Prabhupada said that, you are a rascal, and they are crying. Why would you cry? Prabhupada told you are a rascal. Because the rascal was said in so much love for their correction, they can never forget it. Because he said that. There's so intimate feeling and they're crying. So this is intimacy. So for understanding, love in separation, as it is said in this verse, Virahena Mahabhaga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this parampara, we accept this process for some understanding that yes, this is love, what the gopis expressed. Thank you very much. It's a very intense subject, but whatever I could speak, what I'd heard. We have some time. Is there any question anyone wants to ask? Is there any comment on any correction anyone has anything? We have some. Yes, Krishnanam Prabhu. Any correction? I can stop here if you don't even stop it. Vaibhav? We are going to feel separation of Vaibhav. He is going to Hastinapur. So thank you very much, Vaibhav Prabhu. We will always remember you. And in our remembrance, we will be united. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Parampurushottam.